And welcome to the Dorky Diva Show. I'm your host, Savannah.
And I'm Brian. Is that
Hey,
how we do
Ryan. Yeah,
it?
that's how we do it.
Hello, Savannah. How are you doing?
I am great. We have to laugh. We always have to laugh because
Yeah.
we're back and we haven't been
We're
back. We haven't been back in a
back.
long time. So I looked before we started recording. The last episode we did was after Celebration London, and that episode came out in May of
My God.
2023.
Oof, those were different
That
people.
feels like a lifetime ago. I was a different person. I had blonde hair.
You did. You've had so many different hair colors in the last like 2 years. Yeah. And now you have longer hair.
I'm growing it out
Look
for
at
the first time
you.
since I was 11. So I cut my hair really, really, really short when I was 12 years old. I'm
Right.
turning 28 next month,
Whew.
and this is the first time I've grown my hair out
How does it
since.
feel?
It feels weird, but it feels really good. I like it a lot.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm kind of tapping into my more feminine side again, which is fun, and
Sure.
it's exciting to be able to buy hair accessories for the first time in my life, like little
Oh.
clips and bobby pins and like sparkly things. And I have these little clips that look like flowers. So that's just super fun.
Ooh.
I know, but I'm not going to have super long hair. I think it's really just going to be like a chin length bob. And like if I feel really crazy, maybe down to my shoulders, but like definitely not
Whoa.
anything longer than that. But considering my hair before was only like an inch and a half long, that's a big change.
Yeah, a huge
So,
change. I would you
yeah,
actually like get hair in your eyes now. Have
I
to worry about
do.
those
It's
things.
crazy. It's crazy. It takes, 10 whole minutes in the morning to blow dry it instead of just two.
In solidarity, I'm gonna start growing my beard out. And I'll
Hell
stop it
yeah.
like in the middle of my chest.
Yeah, weren't you like clean shaven the last time I saw you?
Yeah, I basically, yeah. Was
You
I?
were really, I
Definitely.
think you were,
I
yeah.
think I was too, yeah. 'Cause it was that short film I worked on.
Yes.
Yes, I was. I remember
It's
now.
so funny. Every time I see you, you look like a completely different person and
Know.
you have Invisalign. And so your face is like changing because of your teeth.
Yeah, I just finished. I have,
Oh.
well, kind of. So, fun fact, everyone, buckle up. We're learning about Invisalign today.
Woo.
So you have these aligners, which are like these clear trays. They put these attachments, is what they're called, on your teeth. They're like these little bumps, which no one tells you about those in the commercial. Anyway, you get those on, and they are what clips the tray onto your teeth that forces the teeth to move in your head, which is not fun. Spoiler alert. But you get a box full of trays. They do scans and a bunch of other things and X-rays, and they're like, "Here's your box." And my first round, I had 28 trays, and I was switching them out I started every 2 weeks, and then my ortho switched me to every week. And I'm an idiot. So I was like, oh, 28 and I'm done, huh? That doesn't sound so bad. I'll knock this out. No, that's called the first round.
Oh, God.
So I did all those, and then I got rescanned, and then I got my second batch of trays, which was only 16. No, it was 19. It's 19. And I was like, ooh, okay, that's less than 28. I remember that in math. And I finished all those. And then
Wow.
3 weeks ago, I got everything off, which was cool because I had buttons, I had tads, which are like these screws in my jaw. It was a thing, guys. It was terrible. But I finished all my trays, but my back teeth weren't in the correct position where she needed them to be so they can like touch. I don't know. I just go in and I'm like, do what you need to do. I'm like the car in the NASCAR pit. I don't ask questions. I'm like, sure. There's drilling and noises. I don't even know what's happening. Like 100% of my appointments, I have no clue what I'm walking into. I just go, yep, do what you gotta do. So when I got those screws in my jaw, the TADs is what they're called. It's temporary anchorage devices. They go all the way in the top. Yeah. And it's literally a tiny screw that they just screwdriver into your face.
And you're awake when they do that?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. It's
Oh my
such
God.
a weird feeling because there's no nerves in your like skull. And it's like in the top, like where your gums are, almost to like your cheekbone. And they just like, it's literally a tiny screwdriver. They just screw it into your head. It's so weird. Not everyone has to get those, only complicated cases. Whoop, whoop. Shout out to my other CCs. So I finished all my trays, and the back, like molar area, whatever they're called, the back teeth, they weren't all touching the way they were supposed to. So in 2 weeks, I got to go back and I'm getting what's called a positioner. I'm learning so much stuff about dental, guys. It's the worst, all against my will. And so they got this positioner that I have to use that's like, essentially, it looks like a mouth guard and you have to like chew on it for like a few minutes a day. And then it like repositions your teeth similarly to what the trays do, except it's a giant mouth guard for like all your teeth. And then
Weird.
I have to do that for like a couple months, I think. And then I get fitted for my retainer and then I'm done forever.
That's
But
exciting.
yeah, I'm pumped about it because I grew up in poverty. And you know, this was not my dental journey in my life has been turning 18 and then spending all of my money trying to fix genetics and poverty. And I'm 33 this year. And it's finally all getting fixed because I have a sugar mama called a wife. And it's going very well. And it's because of her. And you know, we talk about this all the time. The greatest thing in my life, everything good in my life begins and ends with my wife. And she like fronted all this. So she took
That's
care
so
of me and all this.
nice.
It's pretty good. What a boob. Got her.
Invisalign is just so cool. Like that was not a
It's really
thing when I
cool.
was younger and had braces, or if it was, I had not heard of it. I really think it's like a newer thing though.
I think so too. It's cool.
But it's nice that you don't have to have braces on and
Yeah.
everything is like, yeah,
Well, I had
pretty
two options
subtle.
when I first started because I've been going to my dentist for a while and he was great. And I don't remember like so fun. Another fun thing about teeth, guys. Welcome to the tooth episode of the
Oh
Dorky
my
Diva Show.
God.
Your teeth are always moving, your entire life. They never stop
Yeah.
moving. But what happens is with braces and in this case Invisalign, you move them into a position where they just move into each other and they stop each other from moving. And that's why, you know, you wear retainers and stuff to retain where it's going. And so my teeth were continuously moving. And so I was like, is Invisalign an option? And my dentist's wife is an orthodontist. And so I was at an appointment. It was just like a, you know, annual checkup thing. And his wife was there, and I was like, hey, is Invisalign an option for me? And he's like, I don't know. Let me go get her. She came in, she did like a quick little thing. She's like, oh yeah, you'd be a candidate for it. Let's figure it out. It took us a year to save for the down payment because Invisalign is so expensive. But it's pretty cool
That
because
is cool.
I so when I first found out that Invisalign was an option, I actually had three options. Number one is traditional Invisalign. Number two was actual braces, you know, with the metal and the wires and all that. And number
Yeah.
three was this really insane jaw surgery where, from what I understand, they just go in, they break your jaw in two places and just rearrange everything and then put you back together. And I was
Why
like,
would anybody do that?
I agree.
Oh my
Especially,
God.
imagine my luck. Imagine I would be like Darth Malik in Knights of the Old Republic. I would just lose my jaw and they'd have to put a metal one in, and I would talk like those people who smoke for 50 years. Just, welcome to the Dorky Diva Show. Can you imagine?
No.
And I'm Brian. That would be too. I would cease. That's what I would do. So clearly, the
Well,
jaw surgery wasn't a thing. And then I'm in my
yeah.
30s. So, and I'm an actor. So, regular braces were also not an option. Like, can you imagine how many roles I would get as a 32-year-old bearded man with metal braces? I'm just gonna be generous and say zero. And so I was like, I'll go the Invisalign, please. And now that I'm like done, my orthodontist was like, look at you. You took the hard road and still made it happen. I was like, well, thanks. You know,
Aw.
I just sat in pain for like a year. It's no big deal.
Yeah. Oh
But it
God. It's
worked.
dental work is so painful. You got to make sure when you get your retainer that you never stop wearing it, because that is like
Yeah.
the biggest thing that people mess up on is they don't wear their retainers and then their teeth go back and then they're screwed. It's like
That's
you spent all that money
crazy.
for nothing. Yeah, it's
Yeah.
crazy.
Monique had braces too as a kid, and she has a retainer and everything. And like, I don't understand that because also I'm a little, you know, I'm all or nothing. You know this, that's how I'm wired. And so my Invisalign was going really, really well. Like I was ahead of schedule on a lot of things. And my orthodontist was like, this is amazing. Like your positioning is like two trays ahead. I'm like, oh, nice. She's like, this is what compliance does. And I was like, what does that mean? I know what compliance means, but what does it mean in this situation? And she was like, well, most people, you're supposed to wear your Invisalign trays for like 22 hours a day. Like it's
Wow.
intense. So like you take them out to eat really quick and then you brush your teeth again. You're brushing your teeth like 6 times a day and then you pop them back in. And I was doing all of that. But I understood that she was saying a lot of kids get Invisalign and they never do
Yeah.
those things. So when she
Yep.
gets a patient coming in for an appointment, they're never where they're supposed to be. So I was like this gold star patient. I was like, I did everything you said. She's like, I can tell. And I'm like, high five.
Yeah.
It's been a
Well, I mean, it
journey.
is good that you got it as an adult because I do think even with the retainer thing, a lot of kids get, braces and Invisalign and they get their retainers and they just are careless and they don't understand like how important it is to wear that and also not lose it. I know so many kids accidentally throw their retainers away or they lose them and it's like, well, great, now we have to go buy another one, and then they'll lose that one. So it's, I think that's why a lot of people, their teeth end up shifting again because they just don't stick with it. But it's good that you're staying on it. You can tell it's crazy how much it's changed your face.
Did you see that headshot I posted yesterday?
Yeah, you look like a different person.
I know. It's
That's pretty
wild.
wild.
I'm like,
Yeah. It's
whoa,
pretty
look at that
crazy how
guy.
just that like one thing can completely change your appearance.
Yeah, if only it helped, you know?
Oh my God, stop. That was a good headshot.
It was. I hate headshots. I
Yeah.
can't stand them. I am the most insecure I've ever been in my life. As an I can do anything on set as an actor. I'm like, I have no shame at all. I'll go where we need to go. Headshots, for whatever reason, all of my insecurities pop up and I never do well. But we figured it out. And this last one, I was like, oh, we did it. Huh, we got one that like looks like me.
That's
Yeah,
funny.
I really like
Well,
it.
I think also working with a photographer that knows what they're doing makes a big difference because the type of lens that you use can completely change the shape of your face and the distortion of your face. And so it's really weird when you look at yourself in the mirror and you see yourself a certain way, and then you have a photo taken and it makes your nose look like 10 times bigger than it actually is. So, yeah,
It's
that picture
wild.
looks like you, dude.
Thanks. That was the goal. I realized I've been doing this for so long and I had been doing it wrong. A lot of new actors, myself included, when you're getting a headshot, there's dramatic and comedic reels. So it's like the two kind of big categories. And so you want a comedic headshot, you want a dramatic headshot. But I've learned genuinely, really recently, it changed my whole mentality about it. It's like it's not about trying to figure out what casting is looking for and fitting and checking the box of dramatic and comedic. It's more about selling who you are as an individual as opposed to trying to figure out what they want. And so I had this like real epiphany of like, oh, right. And I've been looking at my agents have been using this one headshot for 3, 4 years at least. And I've obviously it's been working. I've been getting a bunch of work and auditions all the time. But when I look at it, I'm like, that's not really me though. I was like, how do I figure out how to do that? So recently on my Instagram stories, I posted that thing. It was like, describe me. For people that know me, describe me in a few words. And I actually got a lot of people responding, which was cool.
That's
And
nice.
the things that kept coming up over and over again was genuine, authentic, determined, and kind. And I was like, wow, fooled all of you. Great. But then I started
I was
thinking
going to
like,
say I didn't respond because my answer would have been buffoon.
yeah, exactly. Boob. So I was like, okay, how do I capture this in a headshot? Because I'm listening to this book by Jenna Fisher right now, who was Pam on The Office. It's
Yeah.
called The Actor's Life, I think. It's really good. And she just lays out like her entire journey of her life. And she tells a story. She has a chapter on headshots. And I was like, ooh, what fortuitous timing. I have a session next week. And she talks about how she got these headshots done the first time and she thought they were great, but they were terrible. Got them done a second time. The outfit was weird and she just didn't hit the mark. But then the third time, she got this photo taken and she said it was one of her favorite photos she's ever gotten. And she's like strong and like powerful and like sexy. And she had this, aura about her. And she's like, it's one of the best pictures I've ever taken. And she said she got a ton of auditions from it, but she never booked anything. And I was like, interesting. And she said she found out later the reason is because this picture is this, you know, sexy woman that's strong and powerful. But then Pam from The Office shows up.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, it's just a different vibe. And like,
yeah.
this picture is not who you are as a person. So then she went back, took different pictures that were much more her, just comfortable and like, oh, she seems sweet. Tons of auditions, tons of bookings. I was like, ooh,
interesting.
Okay. Right? So some I'm almost 10 years into this journey and I've never heard it put that succinctly. So then I went into this session, be like, okay, I want to see this picture. Like, this is the goal. I'm going to be incredibly insecure, but hopefully we'll get there. The goal is to find a picture of me that people look at and people that know me are like, oh, that's Brian. Like, authentic. You know, the words
yeah.
that we use, genuine. So I wanted you to see that picture and be like, that looks like a very genuine, authentic, kind person.
Yeah.
And we got it.
You did. You nailed
Been
it.
Excited about it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, making moves.
That's super awesome. I need to have some updated photos of me taken. I had to submit something. What was it for? It's for like a little work feature the other week. And
Ooh, no big
because
deal.
for Women's History Month, they feature different women in the company. And I was one
Nice.
of them. And I literally pulled out a photo from like 2018. And I was like, this is me, but this is really not me. But we're going to use it because I look good.
You're like, they're still
And this
light
is
in
going to
those
be
eyes.
playing in the office, and I want everybody to know I look good. But yeah, I
Yeah.
do need to have some updated photos taken, so
Yeah.
we'll get there. We'll
We'll
get
get
there.
there. Yeah.
Speaking of teeth,
Yes.
I have a great segue.
Oh, I love this.
We're
I'm drinking tea
just
right now.
catching up. We're
Yeah.
just no teeth. Teeth.
Oh, teeth. Wow.
Teeth.
I'm barely awake. Go on.
Oh my God. It's almost 4 in the afternoon, by the way, everybody.
Yeah.
Speaking of teeth, we're just catching up right now.
Yes, in case you couldn't
and
tell.
in case you couldn't tell, the company that I work for, Rooster Teeth, I've worked there for
Wow.
five and a half years now.
That's
This is the segue,
amazing.
right?
Speaking of teeth of the rooster variety. Wow. I don't know if you can hear this. That is a clap. That is
Thank you.
A flawless segue. Well done.
Thank you. The company I've worked at for 5.5 years, the job I have loved so much, unfortunately is ending soon because our parent company, Warner Brothers Discovery, is shutting us down after 21 years of being in business.
Oof.
So I got that news 3 weeks ago, which was honestly not a huge shock. I kind of saw this coming at some point in the year. I guess I didn't really expect it to happen this early in the year. So that has been quite interesting to process lately. But all in all, it's not a bad thing. I'm looking at it as, you know, a chance for new opportunities and,
yeah,
you know, challenging myself and getting out of the box, you know, like trying new things. But it is a little bit of a bummer because 1 week before the company announced that they were closing, I got promoted at work and I was so excited about it. And I was like, oh my God, I've worked so hard for this. This is amazing. I can't wait to like do all these new things and learn new things. And then it was like, LOL, we're closing down. And that was not anybody's fault at the company. Like they did not know that was
Sure.
going to happen when they gave me the promotion. So it's nobody's fault. But yeah, my last day is in May. So I have a little bit of time left, but I'm using like 3 weeks of PTO next month,
Get
which
it.
I already had planned. So, yeah, I'm not doing a whole lot work-wise over the next couple months, but I am job hunting, which is exciting. But that's like the big life update for me as of this month. In the next month, I am going.
Yeah, you
actually,
are.
in less than 2 weeks, I am going to New Zealand for 2 weeks with my brother and my friend Tori, and it's going to be a great time. And we're going specifically on a 2-week Lord of the Rings guided tour. So we're going to like a ton of the filming locations. We're going to Hobbiton. We're going to Weta Workshop. We're doing all the things.
That's so
So
cool.
yeah, like the job news was a bummer, but I was like, whatever. I'm literally going to the Shire in a month. Like
who needs you?
Nothing can get me down right now. And yesterday Tori came over and we've done this for like a lot of our trips together, we do a little fashion show and
Checks out.
we try on all of the outfits that we're packing for the trip. And of course, we're 2 weeks out and we're already like fully packed, like we're ready. But she came over yesterday and we had a fashion show and we were trying on like some of our themed outfits because I'm wearing a lot of like athletic gear on the trip, but I am wearing a specific outfit to Hobbiton and like I have a couple
Nice.
other little Lord of the Rings dresses from her universe. But it was so fun.
I
So I have
bet.
that coming up. And yeah, other than the job thing, it's been a fantastic year since we last spoke on the podcast. But obviously, you and I have seen each other in person much more recently than
Oh,
last
yeah.
May.
Several times.
Yeah, that's the nice thing about being in Florida again is that I see you like it feels like all the time. It's not all the time, but it feels like it because it's nice when we do get to catch up. It's like for quite a while, you know, we get like a fun evening to have dinner and like go to Disney and
Oh,
hang
yeah.
out. It's not just like a 20-minute hi bye or like passing each other at a convention, you know?
Totally. I've crashed at your place twice in the last like 6 months.
Yeah, it's been so fun. It's awesome.
Agreed.
We have to tell the story of the fancy jacket though.
Oh, man. All right.
This is like
So,
my favorite recent thing ever. When were you here? Was it in February?
I don't remember. Hold on. Let me
I don't
see.
remember
I can
either.
look it up because Ben shared those pictures with us.
Yes.
That was, here we go. Yep, February.
Probably the
February's,
second week of February.
yep, February 7th, exactly.
Yes. Wow,
Yeah.
man.
I know.
That's
It's
crazy.
oof.
Okay, so we have to, can I set up the story?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. So you were in town to film a project and you were going to crash at my place for the night and we were like, why don't we go to Disney? We're both annual pass holders and we invited our friend Ben, like, hey dude, come hang out with us. We're gonna go get Ronto wraps. We're gonna hang out at Hollywood Studios and just have a fun evening. And I decided on what seemed like a whim to
Oh, it
Ben,
was a whim.
but it wasn't, it was not a whim.
You're justifying it, but it was. I saw
I
it.
decided to buy the Crystal Skull replica, like the Indiana
Yeah.
Jones Crystal Skull replica that they sell at Disney, which is super cool. And I bought this because I have been eyeing it since it came out last year at Disney. But I knew in early February that I was getting a promotion at work. It wasn't like super finalized until the end of February, but I knew it was happening. And I was like, you know what? I'm gonna get myself a little treat.
Yeah.
And I told you and Ben, I was like, can we go in the store? Like, I want to look at Ashley Eckstein's new Star Wars collection. And I just want to like look around.
Yeah.
And then I remembered, oh, the Indiana Jones stuff is in the same store. So I was like, hey, can I look at one of those? And like the cast member got it down for me and opened the box and let me hold it. And it was all exciting. And I was like, boom, take my money right now. And Ben was like, whoa, I can't believe you're doing this. Like, what an impromptu decision. And I was like, no. Like, I've been thinking about this. Like, I knew I wanted to get this. And now I kind of have a reason to, you know? So, anyways, I bought that. And then I was just like on this high of like, wow, I made this kind of big purchase that it felt like kind of invigorating and random, but it really wasn't.
Sure.
And I was trying to invoke that energy on you. And
It worked.
it worked because we were walking around the marketplace in Batu. And for those of you that don't know, on the East Coast here, a lot of the exclusive merch from the Star Cruiser has ended up at Hollywood Studios, so like anybody can buy it. And they have a lot of the themed like costume pieces in the marketplace at Batuu. So they have this gr dark green like fancy long coat with like these gold cuff things and looks like something Bail Organa would wear. And you were like checking it out because it was also cold that night, right?
Yep, it was.
It was cold that night and you didn't have a jacket with you
Classic.
and you were like, I'm just gonna go try this on. And you did. And then you put it back. And then I think we went and got green milk or something. I can't remember what we did. But we were still walking around with Ben. I'm toting around my crystal skull. Then we ended up back at that store and Ben and I are talking in like the open, you know, walkway in the marketplace, and you're in the little store, and you look back at us, and we make eye contact with you, and you make eye contact with us, and we just like have this look. But between you seeing the jacket the first time and you seeing the jacket the second time, you called Monique, right?
Yeah,
Yeah,
like I said,
okay.
gotta check in with the sugar mama.
Yeah, so tell everybody about that conversation with your lovely wife that I was so afraid of pissing off.
We have that in common. So yeah, it was totally, listen, you walked in and said, hey, I want to check this place out to look at Ashley's collection. There was nothing said about Crystal Skull that it was in here. That, so Ben and I were like, yeah, okay, let's see. Ashley's got some new stuff. Let's check it out. And then you're like, boom, Crystal Skull. We're like, that's random because you haven't mentioned it at all before.
Ben,
you're like,
Ben was like,
oh,
that's
no.
Such a baller move.
Yeah, it was. It was pretty awesome. Like, look at you living your best life. And it was cold. And I was in, you know, my standard uniform of jorts and a t-shirt. And I was like, man, it's pretty cold. When I saw the coat the first time, number one, I was like, oh my God, this is a Star Cruiser thing. And spoiler alert, Ben and I didn't get to go to the Star Cruiser.
Yeah.
So it felt like contraband. You know, it's like merchandise that like we weren't allowed to have access to. But somehow Doc Ondar pulled some strings and stole a crate from the Star Cruiser and put it into a stall. You know, it was like, ooh, some black market stuff is going on here, which I am all about contraband. And so I'm looking at it, I'm like, wow, this is like really high quality. You know, because when you go to theme parks and stuff, you think, you know, there's usually some quality lacking in some areas.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, this is kind of cheap.
They're
you know,
creating this stuff like in bulk.
Exactly. There's that mass production sort of vibe to it. This coat does not have that. And I was like, oh my God, it's like pleated and like, look at this is really crazy. Then I put it on. I'm like, oh, this is really warm. And then I looked at the
And
price
you
tag.
were cold at the
Yeah,
time.
I was cold. And then I looked at the price tag and I was like, never mind, put it back. And then we started walking. And you know, when you get two green milks in, the world is your oyster.
By
You
the
don't
way,
know what's
these were
going
not
on.
the spiked green milks. These were just
No,
regular green
this is
milks.
just the pure, straight from the thalassiren, you know, fermented for a little while just to get you a little turnt, just the way I like it. And I'm thinking about it, and then we go back, and I was like, God, this is a really cool coat. And I'm when I buy stuff like that, because I have very little money, that's why I have a wife, and I always try to justify it in a way that like, oh, I'll use this as wardrobe for a short film. I'll write something around this and then I can sleep at night knowing that I just dropped over $100 on an item. And that's what that look was with looking at you guys. I'm like, huh, how do I make this make sense? Okay. And then we walked around a little bit more and I was like, I'm just going to call Monique. I'm just, you know, just get a third opinion here. And when I do those things, they're a pretty regular occurrence. Monique is used to them. And half of me is like, should I actually do this? The other half of me is like, Monique, talk me off the ledge here. Because I'm feeling pretty reckless, you know, which is how I feel most of the time, obviously.
But hold
And
on, you told her it was a jacket.
I told her it was a jacket because it is. I guess
It's a coat. It's
I
a
guess,
coat.
okay, it's a
It's a
coat.
coat. It's
So...
long. It's a long coat.
Is that what differentiates a jacket from a coat?
I think so. When I think of jacket and coat, I think of length.
Okay, got it. So it was a coat. Yeah, tell her, Koobs. He's like, it was a jacket. So I told her it was a jacket. I was like, this is jacket. It's from Star Cruiser. And it looks really cool. And I think I want to get it. Because I was going to buy it. Yeah, Koobs was like, how? So I was going to buy it. And I was like, hey, so here's what I'm thinking. And Monique was like, is it cool? And I was like, it's really cool. And she's like, all right, I'll buy it for you. And I was like, oh my God, I'll marry you all over again. But I gave the phone to you because I was like, listen,
yeah.
Savannah's being crazy and I want to be crazy too. And she's like, oh God. And so I gave the phone to you. I don't know what you guys said.
I don't remember what I said to her, but I think I was just like, you know, I'm not pressuring this. Like, don't be mad at me.
Right. This is not
I
my
don't
fault.
even, I don't even remember what I said, but I was like, Monique, I had nothing to do with this. Okay.
Right. And Monique was like, yeah, just get it and I'll get it for you. And I'm like, this is the best. So we go back, I buy it, I tell the stall owner, I'm like, I don't need a bag and keep the hanger. I'm wearing this out the store, baby.
And you did.
And I did. And I walked out there and it was mine. I was very excited. It was very warm. I felt very regal. And Ben had his camera with us. He was just taking pictures and he took pictures of you with your crystal skull and then me in the coat. And I sent the
picture. It's such a
picture.
cool picture.
It's a good picture. I sent the picture to Monique. And she, I guess, agrees with you. in the difference between a jacket and a coat. This thing is like, you know, a little more, almost to my ankles. You know, it's a trench coat.
It's very long, yeah.
And Monique was like, oh my God. And I was like, pretty cool, right? She goes, that's like a full thing. I was like, yeah, it's like a coat.
It was just so funny because I can't remember exactly what she said, but it was like, of course, it's a Star Wars coat. Like, yeah, of course it is.
She thought it was like a random like hoodie I was buying that said Star Tours on it or something. You know, something normal.
Yeah.
Which, you know, that's her fault. She knows who she married. Why would you think? And I was like, I would drop $100 on like a Letterman jacket. Come on now.
It was so funny. We were trying to pressure Ben into buying something, but he was strong and he didn't. So yeah. More power to him.
Where is it? I pull up a text. Okay, yeah.
What'd she
That's
say?
Even better than I remember. I sent her a picture of me in the coat holding a green milk. And I said, look at what you did.
Oh,
and
my
she
God.
She said, oh, my God. I thought this was like a jacket or something sort of normal. I should have known better.
Something sort of normal.
Oh,
it's like, no, this is your husband. Like, yeah, I was you like, know.
You know who you married.
That is so funny. Oh, man. Yeah, that was just, it was awesome. So fun. Both Ben and I were like dying laughing because we were so just tickled to be experiencing this in real time with you, to see your brain switch from, yeah, this is really cool, wow, I wish I could get it, to, oh my God, my wife said she's gonna buy this for me, I gotta get this right now. Like, it was so funny. And then you walked around as if you were in the Star Wars universe. You went and talked to like some stormtroopers and like, yeah,
how could you not? You know, I'm in. I was already mentally in Batuu, but after I put the coat on, I was physically in Batuu.
Yeah.
It was good.
A good time. I'm glad you bought it though, because it is very cool. That'll be great to wear at celebration sometime. Like,
right?
It's just a really cool jacket. It's again, very nice quality. Everything on the Star Cruiser was very nice quality.
Yeah, I'm pumped about it. And like we've talked about it, the thing I like the most about Batuu Galaxy's Edge specifically is there's not a lot of branding.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like, oh, this is a Star Wars coat. It's like, no, this is a coat from Star Wars.
Right.
And the distinction, I just think, is the coolest thing ever. You know, that's why I don't like, you know, if you go to Walmart, you go to Tatooine Traders, like everything says Star Wars on it. And I'm like, ah, that means it's not real. But when I go to Batuu, it's all real. And I'm like, oh, this is the greatest thing ever.
Yeah, we're definitely the same in that aspect. I like the stuff that is like more subtle and in universe. And
right?
They don't, I feel like they honestly don't make a ton of new merchandise for Galaxy's Edge. So it was really exciting when they brought that stuff in from the Star Cruiser, because it needed some variety. You know, if you've gone a few times, you've seen the Jedi robes, you've seen the plushies in the toy stall, like you've seen everything. There's not a whole lot of variety coming through. So it was awesome that they did that.
It's also interesting because we kind of get the leftovers a little bit. Like, luckily with Star Cruiser, I feel like they got it out pretty quickly, but there's stuff that's been at Batuu West for like over a year and we still haven't gotten it. Specifically,
they,
the milk bottle.
They get everything. They don't get me started on that.
I want that milk bottle
stuff,
so bad.
Yeah. Next time I go, I can get you one.
Yeah, dude, please do. I want it so bad because that is the proper amount of green milk I need. Is that
I was there 3 weeks ago and I did not realize that this was a thing you needed. I'm so sorry.
Did you see it? Was it there?
I don't recall. I mean, we were in Batuu, but I didn't like look.
Next time
for
you
that,
go,
so.
Look for that Batuu milk bottle and then get it for me.
I will.
I want it
I
so
didn't
bad.
Realize that was something you wanted so bad. I'm sorry.
You know what? I didn't either until I saw it.
Aww. We'll get you one.
Yeah. Somebody help this poor man with his milk addiction.
But yeah, they do get a lot of extra stuff. Even the Life Day merch. You know, Tori and I went for Life Day in November. We went on Life Day. Nobody was dressed up. Nothing special happened. And meanwhile, on the West Coast, they had like a freaking party. They're out there singing carols outside.
What?
And they got all kinds of special merch and food. Yeah, we don't get any of that stuff here. So it's funny because I have heard people complain like, oh, we didn't get the Star Cruiser merch at Disneyland. Well, sorry, but you get everything else. Literally everything
else.
That's
right. You didn't. Enjoy it. How's it feel?
Yeah. How's it feel?
Take a big sip of
we
that
feel
milk
like
bottle.
That every day.
I'm looking at them with like a stink eye in my coat, and they've got their milk bottle, and we're at a standstill of who's cooler.
Yeah, it is
Yeah.
crazy though. Like, I was at Disneyland for the day 3 weeks ago, and the last time I went was September of last year. And man, Disneyland is just my favorite. I
Same.
obviously
I
grew
like it
up
way
in
better.
Florida. Yeah, it's like I grew up going to the parks here and I love them. It's not like I hate Disney World, but Disneyland is just so much more special. They have so many different things. The vibe is totally different. It's easy to get in and out of the parks. It's easy to park hop.
Yep.
I just love it. It's so fun going there.
I agree. I went to Disneyland first. You know that? Isn't that
Oh, I
weird?
don't think I knew that. That's
Yeah.
cool.
I went, I was 17, I think.
Wow.
I took my mom to LA. We and San Diego. So she'd never been to California, and she had this like list of things that she wanted to do, kind of akin to a bucket list. And I saw a bunch of the things were in Los Angeles. So I was like, let's just go. And so we did. We did like a week in LA, and we did like 4 days in LA, 3 days in San Diego. And we went to Disneyland. Neither of us had been to Disney World or Disneyland. So like, we're right here, might
That's
as
so
well.
cool.
And we like opened to close. We're there the entire day, did everything. It was amazing. And then I went to Disney World for the first time with Monique. So I was like 19, 18, 19, 20 years old. And I'd grown up in Florida, but I'd just never been because we couldn't afford it. And again, Sugar Mama, guys, pro tip, this is the way to live life. And so she took me, and I've since been to Disney World 20 times because we're pass holders and Batu's there. But I like Disneyland so much better because it's like they took Hollywood Studios and they took Disney World and they smushed them into one park. And you can just go to see everything. And it's,
Yeah, it's
oh,
so
I
much
loved it.
easier to get around. I just love the
Yeah.
convenience of it. And
Same.
even like when we went at the beginning of the month, I was there for Adventureland Day. And they do that on both coasts. It's like a fan
Oh,
run event
okay.
where you go and you dress up in theme for Adventureland, which was super
Cool.
fun. But we decided to walk into Batuu, and my boyfriend and I were like, oh, like maybe we can get into the cantina. And I had already checked like days before. I had checked to see if we could get a reservation, and they didn't have anything. And I was like, okay, that's a bummer. He walks up and he goes, you guys have a walk-up list? And they were like, yeah, come on in. Like, I think we were on
Oh.
the walk-up list for like maybe 15 minutes, and then we got in. It was amazing. And then we got
Whoa.
in there, and I hadn't been in the cantina out there since September, and I realized their menu is different from ours. They have different
What?
drinks. Yeah, so they have the same stuff we have here, but then they have extra things. So I got this amazing drink. I can't remember exactly what it was, but it was like
Whoa.
gin and like elderflower, and it was so delicious and actually so refreshing. I feel like a lot of the drinks at Oga's are like super sweet, very sugary, very intense, and like they kind of give me a headache because it's all sugar.
Sure.
And also tastes like they have no alcohol in them. But this specific drink was like perfectly balanced. Like it was a good drink. It was beautiful. Like it came in a different type of glass than they have here. And I was just like, this is awesome. I've been saying for months now that they really need to revamp the menu at Oga's because it's getting kind of stale.
Yeah.
And Disneyland's like, oh no, we already took care of this. We already did this.
Wow. That's
Yeah.
crazy.
Yeah. It was awesome.
I should probably, next time I go to LA, try to make a trip to the Batu West.
You should.
I've
You
not
should
been.
for
I've been to
sure.
Disneyland once, and it was then when I was like 17. I haven't been to
You
Disneyland since.
also go out there so regularly now that I
Yeah.
would look into, like, I know they have like multi-day passes, but you can use them, you know, over an extended period of time. And I don't know if you could buy a multi-day pass and use it like over a few years. But I mean, you go out there like twice a year now, so
Yeah.
you'd probably get a better deal if you just buy one of those passes.
I think I'm gonna.
You should.
Just because I haven't
You
been in so
should.
long. I have so many friends out there
Yeah.
be like, who wants to go to Disneyland?
Yeah. And I feel like so many locals there, just like here, are pass holders. So you could probably go and hang out with a bunch of people. Be fun.
It will. God, I just love
Yeah.
it. I love Batu so much.
I do too. Okay. What else is new with you?
Oh God. Let's see. I mean, we talked about it a little bit online earlier. The last 7 months personally have been absolutely terrible. But professionally has been awesome.
Great. Yeah, you got
Great.
some good. You're
Yeah.
in the good spot right now. Like,
Yeah. Like,
we're
stuff's
waiting for
happening.
The other foot to drop. The yeah. shoe to drop, not the other foot.
But at this point, there will be a foot in the shoe. That's
Oh, man.
That's where life is with me at the moment.
Yeah.
But it's this weird thing. I kind of feel like my last name is both ironic and prophetic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because like I'm clumsy, but also there's this thing. You know, we've talked about balance luck before, where it's a 20 to 1, right?
Mm-hmm.
20 things will go wrong and it will be terrible, but the one thing that goes right will be so good, it keeps me through the next 20 that's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I have learned in the last 7 months that I also, for anyone that's ever seen me in person, I have a yin and yang tattooed on my arm. And I don't think 17-year-old me knew that that was going to also
what that
be...
was going to be symbolic of.
Yeah, exactly. But it really is. Like, the fact that my last name is Balance, I have a yin and yang tattoo on my arm. And this is just how my life has turned out. It's very interesting. It's like there's something else at work. I don't know what the force is trying to tell me, but if it could stop, that'd be nice. But so, professionally, in October, I took a stunt workshop, which was very cool. For actors, we have this phrase, it's called the actor's toolbox, right? And what you want to do is, as an actor, you want to learn as many skills as possible so that you can be more of use as an actor, right? So if you know how to do stunts, then that makes you more valuable as an actor, because then they don't necessarily have to hire a stuntman for everything that you're doing. Or if they just want an actor for a day and they don't have to worry about training for weeks ahead leading up to the production, like, oh, you already know how to do that? Cool, perfect. So the idea is to be as useful as an actor as you can. So I took this stunt workshop that was taught by Ryan Watson, who was the stunt coordinator for 300, for Wonder Woman, Batman vs. Superman, and season 1 and 2 of The Mandalorian. He won 2 Emmys for Mando stuff. And so he was teaching this sword fighting for film. It was like sword fighting and lightsabers for film. And I was like, dude, I've been training Iaido for this year will be 4 years. I was like, this would be cool because I know how to actually use a sword. It'd be neat to know how to use it for film and TV because it's very different. And so I took the workshop. It went very well because Ryan was there, his Kung Fu teacher from when he was like a kid. And Ryan's like late 40s now. So his teacher was there as well. And they were helping with the choreography and building up these fight scenes. And then there were other instructors as well that were big time martial artists that had been in a ton of movies and all this. So working with these industry professionals, it was a 2-day workshop. And we have this like 15 beat sword fight. And he pairs us up and we're doing these scenes. And I'm the only actor there. Everyone else are martial artists that want to get into stunts for movies. Rarely do you find actors in these workshops. So actors don't always or typically do stunts. Stunt performers don't always act. You know, they're different industries. Mm-hmm. So we're doing this scene and there comes a part. My partner's name is Brandon and he was hilarious and awesome. We got along really well. And so we're doing this fight scene and everyone is doing the same choreography. And there's a moment where the swords that we have are supposed to be lightsabers in the scene. And I'm like, okay. And we like lock swords, we lock lightsabers, and then we're fighting little struggle power. And then I'm supposed to kick him and then he goes flying back. And I remember being like, well, I'm an actor, right? We're telling stories. Like, who are we? Why are we fighting? Like, let's build this out. So we're not just doing dance steps. Like, we have a reason to do it. And he's like, oh, that's good. So he started thinking, and I was like, you know, we're supposed to be like Jedi and Sith and stuff, right? And he's like, yeah. I go, I'm not going to kick you. What if when it comes to that beat, I'll rear my hand back and I'll force push you and you just fly backwards. And he's like, oh, that's good. That's good. And we didn't tell anyone, which ended up being a great idea because everyone knows the choreography. So no one is expecting this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everyone else is watching and like, oh, here comes the kick. Here's that, blah, blah. But with us, there were like 30 people in the class. It was a huge class. When it came time for that moment, brought the house down. People freaked because, you know what the steps are and then someone does something different. And mm-hmm. Brandon sold it. He went flying like 6 feet. I like really brought it back and he went by. Everyone was like, oh, and I was like, oh shit. And so when we're done, we all go through it. Ryan comes up to me and he's like, that was really good. And I was like, ah, thanks, man. You know, I figured character wise, he goes, yes, character, story, that's what it's all about. I was like, I think so too. And so we had a really nice moment. And then I crashed at your place, went back the next day, and Ryan and his Sifu came up to me and they were like, dude, yesterday we were talking about you all last night. Like, that was really impressive how you kind of brought more to it and added onto the scene. And like, that was great. I was like, ah, thanks, man. So then we do this scene where he has, he pairs us up in groups of four and he's like, we'll have the main actor fighting three bad guys. And I was like, okay, cool. And he came up to me and he's like, hey, I'm just going to randomly pick actors and stuff, but like, you're going to be one of the ones. I was like, all right, cool. Yeah, I won't let you down. So then he goes and he's like, all right, everyone, we're going to just randomly pick people in the middle. Points to me, he goes, you. And then points to a bunch of others. And I was like, all right. So we did this scene, and I'm pretty sure I posted it on Instagram. It's me fighting three people mm-hmm. at once. And it was really cool. So that went really well. And then flash forward a few months, and I took another workshop with him that he was offering, and it was hand-to-hand combat. And very different, because I trained Shorinryu martial arts as a kid, and then I'm still training at Iaido. Actual fighting is very different than movie fighting. You telegraph everything because it's more of a dance, and your partner needs to know what you're about to do so that they can react correctly to it and in the right timing, and it's a whole thing. Whereas in actual fighting, you don't want to telegraph because you don't want them to know what you're about to do next.
Mm-hmm.
So we do this thing, and I find out that one of the other instructors underneath Ryan is a guy named Dave Buglioni. And Dave, he's a stunt performer, world champion kickboxer, but also an actor. He's doubled Mark Wahlberg on a bunch of movies. He worked on Lucifer, worked on The Punisher, The Daredevil, bunch of other stuff. And so Ryan was pairing people up to do hand-to-hand fight scenes. And he's like, let's pair the actors up. So I paired me and Dave together, and we had to make up our own like 15, 20 beat fight scene. And mm-hmm. so we did it, performed it for the class, which was very cool. But I don't know if I told you this, I have a scar on my hand now.
Oh my God.
It's right in between my left pinky and ring finger, like right in between the knuckles, because Dave and I were like really going at it. And he did this like Superman punch, which is where you like jump up and then you like punch through the air and like put your leg back for torque. And he did that, and I sold it so hard, I didn't realize the camera was right behind me to my left, and my arm flung, and my hand hit the lens hood.
Oh, my
God.
And
it cut my hand open really bad. And I didn't realize it because I was halfway through the fight scene. So we kept doing the scene and everything. And then
there's just blood everywhere.
Yeah, when I sat down, I was like, God, my hand hurts. And I look, and there's like a bunch of blood, and I was like, oops. And I just like covered it
oh
with my shirt.
Oh, my God.
I didn't tell anyone.
Yeah.
So now I got this really cool stunt scar, which is exciting, on my knuckle. But speaking of, like, you know, extra stuff working, universe things, the force, leaving signs. When I was in LA last in September, I got another tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a ladybug, because in Japanese folklore, there's a thing where a ladybug is called Tentomushi. It means like red lady. But they have seven black spots on their back. And in Japanese folklore, the idea is that the ladybug holds the seven sorrows of the world on their back. And what they do is they go around and soak up all the bad luck of everyone around them so that they can live in peace and flourish. And I was like, oh, I got a new tattoo. And because, you know, I'm like, maybe all of my balanced luck is so that other people can flourish. Like, I'll take all the bad luck all day long if it means the people around me get to live their best lives. Let's do it. So I got a tattooed on me. At the end of the Saber workshop, I kid you not, I got picture proof. Everyone's packing up. We're getting ready to leave. And one of the instructors comes up to me and he's like, oh, ladybug. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I just got it in LA. He's like, no, look, on my shirt was a little ladybug.
Aww.
And I was like, what does it mean? And that was cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So that was neat professionally. I've been booking a lot of stuff lately, which is nice. Got a new interactive demo. That took 3 months.
That
very
thing is
exciting.
Awesome.
Thank you. I'm super proud of it.
It's
it was so
very
hard.
cool. Yeah. No, it was worth all the time you spent on that. It is so cool.
Yeah. I'm really proud of it. So getting closer,
you've been
guys.
killing it, man. You've been
Getting
killing
closer.
it.
I'm trying my best. It's working.
You're
I'm
doing a
starting
good
to
job.
get that. So the thing about being a professional actor is your success is so determined on things that are out of your control. Not the least of which is your name said in rooms that you're not in. You know, you can
that's how
only
it works
get
for
so
all
far.
Professionals. That's
sure, right?
That's how I know I'm going to get my next job. It's not from me applying to a job. It's from somebody saying, oh, I know somebody that can do this.
Exactly, right? And so acting's the same way. And it's cool to have these sort of like materials over all this time. I mean, June 8th will be 10 years ago I said I'm going to work on Star Wars, and I've not faltered for a moment since then. And so it's nice after all this time to have materials like that interactive reel, like these new headshots, that it's like, oh, right, this is 10 years of work. You know, there's nothing worse than, like, I've taken acting classes with people that are like, I've been voice acting for 12 years. And I'm like, oh, man, they're going to be amazing. And they were terrible. And I was like, what? Please don't let that be me.
Yeah.
So me and, you know, my age-old tug of war with, how do you pronounce it? Confidence? I think whatever that is, you know, it's like my the idea of like the second I start to think I'm good is when the world is like, just kidding.
LOL.
But to see that interactive demo, I'm like, oh,
yeah.
Oh, this is not bad.
You're like, I'm that guy?
Yeah, I was like, I'm actually not bad at that's it. I'll be brave and say that was pretty good.
Yeah, pretty crazy. You
Yeah.
posted or shared the funniest thing on Instagram the other day. I literally laughed out loud, and you know what I'm talking about.
Which one?
It was a meme that said, me when I get good news versus me when I get bad news. And it was like, when you get good news, you don't know how to take it, and you're like afraid. And when you get bad news, you're like, yeah, of course.
No, that is literally it.
It was so funny. I saw that, and I didn't even have to look at who posted it. I was like, hey, Brian posted this.
It really is like that. I've had so many good things happen in the last 3 weeks that I'm so nervous.
Yeah.
I'm like, there's this really old like Irish joke that's funny, and it's all about like Catholic guilt. And it's like there's like two Irishmen sitting on a beach, and they're looking at this beautiful sunset, and one looks over to the other one and goes, ah, we're gonna be paying for this one, aren't we? I was
That's
like,
hilarious.
yeah, that's me.
It is funny though, like what your attitude and perception can do for situations. Like my mom was here the other day because she works at Disney still, and so sometimes when she has like a late shift or a really early shift, she'll spend the night at my place and we'll catch up, you know, and have like a fun little girls' night, and then she'll go to work the next day. So she was
nice.
Here a few days ago, and she was getting ready in the morning, and she looked at me and said, it's funny that you literally just found out you're losing your job, and this is the happiest you've ever been in your life. I said, it's crazy, right? It's wild that I'm so happy in every aspect of my life. I'm so unbothered that I'm about to be unemployed.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's just your outlook on everything.
It's everything. Like that, your focus determines your reality,
it's
right?
true.
It's
It's
a
very
fact
true.
of life.
Yeah.
And you did pretty well. You basically got to, you know, the introduction to Jack Sparrow in the first Pirates?
Yeah.
When he's like, you see him at the top
he's
of the
going
mast
down with
and
the
it's like
ship and
amazing.
he's
And
stepping on the
just,
dock.
boop,
Yep.
that's you.
I literally said that. I said I'll be with this company until the ship sinks. That was my goal. I said I want to be here when the ship sinks because I knew it was coming, but I love my job. I love the people I work with. I love the work I do. It would have taken a lot for me to have left that situation. I don't even know what job could have been offered to me for me to leave. It's
Sure.
funny because I said that, you know, I thought Her Universe was my dream job, and that turned out to be a nightmare job. And then when I started at Rooster Teeth, I thought it was going to be a nightmare job, and it turned into my dream job. So I don't even know what somebody could have offered me for me to leave because I loved it. But I'm excited for whatever's next. I've been doing like freelance stuff already, which is going well, and it's very fulfilling
Nice.
and exciting. But yeah, I don't know, man. Life is good right now. Life is great.
Good.
Life is really, 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 really great. So
I've got some good things in my life. I
don't
love
say too
the
much, you know?
yeah. I love the idea that you were on this ship because you didn't get fired. The ship went down,
No,
and you
yeah.
got promoted right before.
Yeah,
So it's
so I
like
have a
you
new
went
title now, which is sweet. And
exactly.
my severance pay
Exactly.
also reflects that promotion, so that's real
Oh my,
nice.
this is like the perfect
It's
situation.
the perfect situation. It's so sad because a lot of people that I work with have been at the company for a decade or more. You know, the company's been around for
Yeah.
21 years,
Sure.
and there are people I work with that have been there since day one. And so it is very hard for them to receive this news because their whole life is this. You know, it's not just a
Yeah.
job, it's their family as well. Like they've become a family with the people at this company, and I understand like it's super hard. So I hate being like, oh, this is working out in my favor, because it's not good news and it is really affecting a lot of people. But
Sure.
I just feel lucky that, you know, we got the news in a way that was the news was just delivered in a very careful way. And
Right.
we had time to grieve and ask questions. And, you know, our HR person and the guy that is the general manager of the company, like they were so prepared to grieve with us and also offer as much support as they could. But it was also nice that the day that I found out about that news was not the last day of my employment. My last day is May 10th.
Right.
So I have a lot of time to process this before I have to worry about what's next. And then they're giving us amazing severance packages, which is just awesome.
Yeah.
Whereas I don't even know if I've ever talked about this super publicly, but when I was let go from Her Universe, I was laid off with 100 other people in one day. And this was because of Hot Topic. Her Universe was bought by Hot Topic, so this was
Right.
Hot Topic doing this. But I was called into a room totally randomly. I thought I was just walking up there for a meeting. And I walk in, and it was the head of my department and the head of HR. I was let go, and within 3 minutes, I was escorted out of the building. I never saw my desk again, and my own manager didn't even know that I was getting let go. And it was
Oof.
super traumatic because I was,
Yeah.
I think I was still 21. I hadn't turned 22 yet. I had uprooted my life, moved across the country for this job. You know, working for Ashley was such a dream, and I loved everything I got to do with her. During that time, she didn't make the decision. You know, it was not in her control that
Right.
I was getting laid off. And it was just very, very, very poorly handled. So to go from that layoff to this layoff, I'm like, wow, this is so much better. Like, if this is how companies handle layoffs,
Yeah.
they could be a lot worse. Like, this is being handled very well. So it's nice that a lot of people have been checking in on me, because I've posted about it. You know, it's been very public. It hit the press as soon as we found out. Like, everybody was reporting that Rooster Teeth was shutting down. So it's been nice that people checked in on me right away and have continued to check in on me. But I'm like, not really. Like, I'm good. I'm great. I am fine. I will be fine. I'm obviously sad because I truly work with like the greatest people in the industry, and I have become such good friends with the people I work with. And I've also pulled my friends into the mix. Like, we
Yeah.
hired Kristen, one of my best friends, and I love working with her, and she's so good at what she does. So I'm gonna miss that part of it, but everybody I work with is so talented. I know that we're all gonna go off and do really awesome things, and so there's a part of sadness to it, but there's also so much good on the other side of it. And I'm just glad that I have time to find closure, you know, between
Yeah.
the next couple months, and then, you know, I have time to figure out what's next. So it's all good. But I think outlook just like changes everything. You know, I think because
Oh,
I've
yeah.
been through a layoff before, and I panicked in that situation, and I didn't have a lot of money either. I mean, I was 21. I was living in California alone. I didn't have a roommate. I was spending all my money on bills. And I think it's been nice over the last couple of years to like really focus on saving and preparing myself for the worst, because everybody's doing layoffs right now. Like, so many
Yeah.
companies are doing it. So it's kind of just something you need to be prepared for. So I feel very lucky that I've been able to handle this with a lot of positivity, you know.
Yeah. I
I know
mean,
that's
that's
not
that
the case for
perspective,
everybody.
right? I mean, we've
Yeah.
talked about this ad nauseum. Like all the bad things that we go through in life, if you allow it, will give you a perspective that makes the good things even better. Like I'm a
Yeah.
living testament to that. You know, like
Yeah.
I have this positive outlook and this, I mean, it's gratitude is what it boils down to at its base
Right.
element. I'm just so grateful to have food in my house now.
You know? Gratitude is everything. I think that has really changed my entire
100%.
life over the last, especially the last year, but definitely the last like 2 years for
I bet.
sure.
And gratitude comes from that darkness, right? Because if you've never experienced struggle, you don't have the accurate, like, full picture of existence. Because you think, oh, that's why if things go your way all the time, you're not adaptable because you're so used to things going your way, where you've seen nothing goes my way. So I am the ultimate adaptable person, but it's because of all the nonsense, you know? So there's a gift in struggle that I think is where real human beings are kind of really formed, you know? And the
Yeah,
best
that's
people in the
true.
world are the ones that have been through the most.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
So it worked out.
Well, Brian,
Yes,
should we
Savannah.
get to the meat and potatoes here?
Oh God, you want to make it real?
Yeah. Let's get real, real, real.
Okay. Do you want me to say it?
Sure.
I'm leaving the Dorky Diva show.
I'm kicking him out of the Dorky Diva
It
show.
happened finally.
It
After all these
happened.
years and all those jokes I made about the applications, it happened, guys. You
It
know?
finally wore on me. I said, God, we haven't podcasted in a year. I got to get rid of you.
Yep. I said, hey, Savannah, some good things are happening to me. She goes, ah,
Let me
let's put
kick
an
you
end to
while you're
that.
down.
Yeah. I booked a TV show and something else in like 2 weeks. Oh, yeah. Well, I got an idea for you.
Okay, we're joking about this, but we have to bring levity to this because that's who
Yes.
we are, and we have always joked about the fact that Brian was going to get kicked off the Dorky Diva show because he drives me insane. With
Correct.
love, with
Which is
love.
true, but not. But yes.
Okay, so I'm gonna take the reins here,
Yeah, please do.
because there's a lot to cover and there's a lot to explain. So
Yeah,
yes,
I'm not allowed to have them anymore. She changed the keys.
Brian is leaving the Dorky Diva show, but
Yep.
not really. All right. So here's the dealio. Backstory, backstory. I think I've been pretty honest about this. I don't know if I've been honest about it in the show, but I've definitely been honest about it on Discord and just like on social media. But I've been podcasting since 2012. Actually, I think since 2011. So a very long time. I've been on other podcasts. I've hosted other podcasts. I've had this podcast. Like, I've been podcasting for a very, very, very long time. And for many of those years, when I started podcasting, it brought me so much joy and connectivity because I lived in a very small town in the middle of nowhere. I had no friends that liked Star Wars in person. And podcasting was a way for me to connect with other fans and feel like I had friends. You know, that was how I formed a lot of my early friendships. And over the years, I've lived in other sort of more remote places, and podcasting has always been a way for me to socialize. Well, now I live in Florida again, close to all my friends, and I see them all in person. We hang out, we catch up, and it's like there's not really a need for me to connect with people through the podcast. And I really don't find a lot of joy in sitting at my computer for hours at a time, not only recording, but also editing and promoting a podcast when I spend 10 hours a day on my computer already working. Like, that's not how I want to spend my free time. I spend my free time now going to dinner with friends, going to Disney, hanging out, you know, just like living my life and like doing things. So we haven't podcasted since May of last year because I've been doing things that I enjoy. Like, I've been traveling a ton. I've been, you know, just living my life. And I don't find myself being like, oh, I really got to sit down at the computer and like record a podcast. Also, there's been a lot of Star Wars content that's come out over the past years that I'm just not really interested in. So it's been a journey of like, who am I outside of Star Wars? What is this podcast outside of Star Wars? Do I even want to podcast anymore? Et cetera. And for a long time, I thought, you know, there might be a world where I don't podcast anymore and like we kind of end the show. But that sounds really sad. Like, I don't
Yeah,
want to
we
end
can't
the
do
show.
that.
I don't want to end it. So
Good.
this is what's happening. I'm going to talk about one thing that's probably going to shock everybody, and then I'm going to talk about something that's going to make everybody happy. So just hang tight, all
Perfect.
right?
My favorite order.
So many of you know that my best friend Tori lives here in Orlando. She and I hang out every few days. We're like connected at the hip. If I'm with her, people are like, yep, of course she's here. Like, right. We're always together. We always hang out. She was at my place last night. Like, we're always hanging out. And Tori and I met through Star Wars. That's like how our friendship formed. And ever since I moved back to Florida, we've just been like inseparable. And we've talked about maybe starting a podcast together because we're always hanging out. And it's like, well, why not record some of this and like, you know, create a show? But I'm like, why would I create a show when I have a show? I have a show. It's called The Dorky Diva Show, you know?
Yeah, correct.
So in the near future, Tori is going to be replacing, oh my God, replacing Brian.
The word. You said
the
it.
The word. I said it. She is going to be replacing Brian on The Dorky Diva Show. But before I talk about how The Dorky Diva Show is changing in that regard, I am going to very quickly address the fact Brian's not going anywhere. Okay.
Yeah. To piggyback on that for a second, this was kind of my idea.
Because
we talked about it, you're like, I don't know what to do because you didn't want to like rebrand and start a new thing. And I'm pretty sure you thought of it, but I think I said it out loud first. So I was like, I think you and Tori should do the Dorky Diva Show then, and then we do something called something else, but it's the same thing.
Yeah,
yeah. I think we were on the same page thinking wise, but I'm the one that said it out loud and was like, I think that would be easiest for everyone. Is if I leave the Dorky Diva Show, it becomes you and Tori, and then you and I do something. That's the same of what we've been doing, but just called something else.
Yeah. Like, so basically the way that I think is the easiest to digest this is that Brian and I will still be recording podcasts as infrequently as we have always done, but we will still be recording podcasts. We'll still be talking about all the same things. We'll be catching up. Everything in that regard is not changing. Brian and I are not going anywhere. We still want to connect with the community that we've, you know, created over the years. And we haven't come up with a name yet, but we are going to have some sort of offshoot podcast with a different name, but it's still going to live on the Dorky Diva Show podcast feed. So
yes,
the Dorky Diva Show podcast feed has become a culmination of all the things that Brian and I have done together. So we've done the Dorky Diva Show. We've done Second Podcast. We've done the Adventures of the Zoland Dart. All that stuff lives in the same place because this is our home, you know? So whatever you and I continue to do in the future, we'll still live on this podcast feed.
Yep.
We just got to figure out what the name is going to be and how often we want to do it. But my goal is that because you and I do see each other in person more often, I want to record podcasts in person. That's
cool.
It's like when you're here and we're hanging out, we're catching up anyways. You might as well turn on the microphone and like share it, you know?
Yeah,
and
sure.
I think it'd be super fun to like take microphones with us to Disney and like record this hysterical, you know, Star Wars coat, you know, conversation, and everything. Like, I'm really looking forward to what that will be.
Yeah.
And kind of stepping away from remote podcasting. That's the biggest hang up for me is that when I have free time now, the last thing I want to do is like sit at my computer and do this, you know, but I want to connect with you. I want to stay in touch with you. I want to hang out with you. And we do, like, every time you're in town, I'm like, dude, do you need a place to stay? Like, let's hang out. Let's get dinner. Let's, you know, let's go to Disney. So I'm really excited for that to continue. But for everybody listening that either knows Tori or like maybe follows her online, she and I are really excited to create a new rendition of the Dorky Diva Show that is, I hate to say it this way, but like a safe community for women. And that's always been my mission with the Dorky Diva. I was accepted into the Star Wars community when I was 13 years old. And I started becoming friends with people in the Star Wars community because I found a forum that was just for girls that were into Star Wars. And that's when I like became the best version of myself. I felt comfortable. It was just awesome to be able to be myself in an authentic space with other women. And they were young women at the time. I mean, I was a teenager. I was 13. But now, you know, I'm going to be 28 next month. I've been through a lot. I've grown a lot. And through Tori, I have found this like sisterhood that I've always wanted. I've always wanted a sister, and she has become that sister in my life. And the podcasts that I listen to these days are shows hosted by women talking about girly things, talking about The Bachelor and Love is Blind and their favorite nail polish and like what they're doing on the weekends and like where they go shopping. And like, that's kind of what the Dorky Diva show is going to evolve into with Tori and I. And we're both nerds. We're both dorks. We're both Star Wars fans. We're always going to talk about those things on the show, but I'm excited to have a space where she and I can just basically talk about everything that we talk about when we're hanging out and having dinner and drinks at my place. Like, we're going to record the show at my apartment and she comes over every few days anyways. So I know that we're going to have a really consistent recording schedule. Like, we've decided on doing a show every 2 weeks. Who knows? Maybe we'll love it so much that we'll be like, hey, we want to do this weekly. But for now, we're starting with every 2 weeks to give ourselves like a realistic schedule and time to record and edit and prep and all of that. But yeah, she's going to be coming into the show. And we are looking to launch in May. We have a specific day in mind, but I'm not going to say it just yet because we are traveling all of next month and I want to give us wiggle room in case things need to shift around. But we're looking to launch in May. So this is essentially scary. This is essentially the last Dorky Diva show with Savannah and Brian. But this is not the last kind of episode that you'll hear with us together. It's just going to be under a different name. And we're going to be as silly and call each other boobs as much as we already do. Like, that is not changing. Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
So is there anything you want to say about that before I move on to the next stuff?
No, I think I'm okay.
You had a good run, buddy.
We had such a good time. This just made him not the dorky dude anymore.
You are the dorky dude. You are the dorky dude. You'll
always think
the dorky
this dude. Is a good thing. I think it's a great idea. I'm super excited. I think Tori is like one of the coolest people ever. I'm very happy that you guys are going to have this. I'm very excited that the Dorky Diva show will continue. You know, honestly, I'm so in this show. Like, the Dorky Diva show is such a part of me because we've been doing it for how long? Too long.
A very long time. A very long time.
Like, even though I'm not going to be a co-host of the Dorky Diva show anymore, I feel like I'm such a part of it that I'll always be there in spirit because after we've been friends for too long is what happened. I feel
I can't get rid of you. You can't get rid of me.
Yeah.
Like, we're stuck.
I feel like my nonsense has slowly seeped into like you as a person.
Yeah, it has.
So,
which
like,
is great. I love it.
Yeah. So like, even though I'm not going to be on the Dorky Diva show anymore, I still kind of am because I ruined you in a sense. And I like that, you know?
Yeah. So, I just think it's interesting because, I mean, when I started the Dorky Diva show, I really thought this was going to be an interview-based show. And then I very quickly realized, oh, I don't like that. And then you and I did our crazy thing for years. And it's like, all right, it's always evolved. And this is the next stage of that evolution.
Exactly.
And
that's how I feel about it as well.
Weird. Like, it feels weird. It feels like this is big, groundbreaking, sad news. But it's really not because we're still going to be here making stuff that people enjoy and people listen to. Hopefully they enjoy it. Anyway, we're doing it no matter what.
Right.
But basically, the listeners are going to be getting essentially lots of bonus content from Tori and I. And it's so nice that she and I have the benefit of seeing each other in person on a weekly basis. Mm-hmm. And we travel a lot together. Like, she's going with me to New Zealand for, you know, 2.5 weeks. And we have a bunch of other trips scheduled this year together. So I think that part will just be really fun because we're so ingrained in each other's lives. But we're also such different people. It's fun. Like, she and I have so much in common, but she's also so different from me.
Yeah.
And I'm just really excited. I hope that this invigorates me to be in the podcasting space again because I've always loved podcasting and it feels weird over the last couple of years to be like disconnected from that and not really want to do it anymore. Cause I don't want to be like that. I always want to have a podcast. I always want to like hang out with, you know, our listeners basically and have a place to just like chill out with everybody.
Yeah.
I'm excited about this, but I'm not going to get sappy cause this is not the end of anything with you, but I do want to say, dude, you've been my best friend for all these years, and you have always been so supportive. Shut up. You've always been so supportive of whatever I've wanted for this show,
yeah,
whether you like it or not. And I just really appreciate that. Like, you know, I brought you in as an equal, you know, co-host to this show, but you've always respected the space as the Dorky Diva show, and you've always respected like what I want to do. And I just really appreciate that. And I'm looking forward to what we're going to do next, but also what Tori and I are going to do. And I just, I really appreciate you being open to this and always being supportive and just being the best. You're a good friend.
I try my best.
You're a great friend.
I'm excited about it. I feel like let's get a little sappy. I love the Dorky Diva show so much. Genuinely. Like, it means so much to me. I'm so proud to have been associated with you at all. Nevertheless, you know, this thing that we've built. But my love for the Dorky Diva show far outshines my ego. You know, it's like, I only love it because I'm in it. No. I love what we've built. I love this space. I want to see it grow and evolve with or without me. Like, I felt like my goal was always to service this thing, you know, and this is what's best for it. And I want to see it get better. And I love all your ideas that you have with Tori. And I just think it's going to just get even better, and it's going to keep going and it's going to keep evolving, because we evolve as people, you know. And now I'm just going to, we're building the Dorky Diva show. The flagship is still sailing alongside. But now you're like, well, I've got this other ship that we can just like travel together, and I can like be the captain. You know, it happened, guys. She just had to build another ship for me. I'm the captain.
It is like, really exciting.
It is. I'm so pumped about it. And just, you know, we're still doing the thing. We're just traveling next to each other.
Yeah.
You know,
it's just fun that I get to do things with all my friends. Like, you know, you and I had the podcast for forever, and Tori and I, especially during COVID, she and I were making like apparel and accessories together. And we had the Celestial Sisters collection with our friend Alyssa. And you know, that kind of tapered off over the years. And now we've just been like, what can we do together? Like, what can we create together? We have such a solid friendship. And also, like, this sounds so sappy and pathetic, but I have never had a girl best friend like Tori. And if she listens to this, she's going to cry.
Right.
But I don't know if men feel the same way, but I think it is so special when you have a best friend that is like a ride or die for you, that feels like a sister, that like, I can tell her anything. She can tell me anything. She's always there for me. I've never had a friend like that. And I have lots of girl friends that I'm very close to, but there's something different about her. And I think it's because like, we're just our own little unit, you know? And I have like a wide group of friends that are women, like Kristen and Charlotte and Caitlin, and we're all ingrained in each other's lives so closely. But Tori is like the closest person in my life now. And we've seen each other in our like, on our worst days and our most like authentic forms. And it's just really special to have a friend like that. And I kind of want to share that with the world. Like, this is what friendship is about. You know, you and I have always displayed that as like, you know, a guy and a girl platonic friendship. And it's like, I have this other friendship that's so beautiful with Tori. And I'm just excited to share that. I think it's really, really important, especially as you get older and you become like, you know, a full-fledged adult, to have really solid friendships in your life. And, you know, it's important to have romantic relationships too, but you need to have friendships outside of that.
Agreed.
And you need to have your people. And I think it's so awesome that in my life right now, it's like, I have my family, I have you, I have Tori, I have my other friends, I have my work friends, I'm in an amazing relationship right now. And it's just, it's really exciting. And I'm pumped to like share that part of it as well on the podcast, of just that closeness that she and I have. I mean, you know, she and I are absolute crackheads together. So it's gonna be a good time.
Yeah. And it's another exciting, there is something to be said, because the flavor of the relationship is different. You know, like, this is another outlet for you to express another side of yourself, you know, because you can you can mention Love is Blind, and I'm like, I've heard that saying before. You're like, no, it's a show. And I'm like, oh, right.
Yeah.
I thought what is it? Mid-century? I thought that was a brand.
Yeah. Oh my God. I forgot about that.
So,
Oh my
I'm glad
God.
that you have this, you know, other outlet to express these sides of yourself where I am useless.
Yeah. And Tori has really helped me get a little more into fashion lately. I feel like for a while, I think I'm still kind of struggling, like, what is my personal style? But
Shorts.
Tori has such a defined, yeah, yours is jorts for sure. Tori has such a defined sense of personal style, and I think it's really fun to learn from her. Like, how do you discover that in yourself? And I'm still like figuring that out. But yeah, it's like I don't have the Dorky Diva blog. Oh, I have the blog, but I don't really use it anymore because blogging is just not really a platform that people like follow anymore. It's just all on social media, and it's like video content or podcast content. So through Tori, I'm able to tap into those things that I always shared on the blog, but now just in a different way. And so I'm just like really pumped about that because it's been weird over the years. I've always identified as like, I am the dorky diva. Like, this is my thing and these are my interests. But now it's like, well, how does this change as I evolve as a person and how to share this online? I'm not going to become a TikTok star. I am not that good at posting things on Instagram. Like, but I want to share my life and I like connecting with other people, and I think podcasting is the right way to do that now. I just need a woman involved,
Listen,
It
I understand. I'm surprised this didn't happen sooner.
definitely happened at the right time. It's exciting. And
Absolutely.
she and I talked about this like last year over the summer. I think that was the first time I kind of brought it up, and I was really excited about it. And then months later, I was like, I don't know, like, do I even want to be podcasting again? But there's something in me that is still fired up, and it's like I want to find the passion for this again, and I'm excited to do that now. So,
I have one request.
okay.
Can you guys do an episode that's a full detail intensive recap of the Star Cruiser with
Oh,
all the storylines with
absolutely.
it? Because obviously it's shut down now, so I'll never know. Where before I was concerned about spoilers, I want to know everything.
Absolutely. We will
Cool.
definitely do a podcast about our experience on the Star Cruiser.
Sweet.
It's impossible for us to talk about everything on the Star Cruiser because you'd have to go like four times to experience everything on
Sure.
it.
No, I
But
want to know yours.
I will say in the meantime, I have watched this video at least 10 times on YouTube, so I'm going to share it with you. There is a
Ooh.
couple on YouTube that has a channel called Ordinary Adventures,
Ordinary
and
Adventures.
they're like a Disney kind of travel couple. They vlog all their adventures together, and they went on the Star Cruiser a few times, but they did this awesome cut of the Star Cruiser storyline that shows all the
Oh.
storylines in one. Yeah, so they did like the smuggler storyline and the First Order one and like all of them together, the Resistance one. But in this
Oh.
long video, you see all angles of it. So I highly recommend watching that if you're curious, because
Okay.
I even got to see things that I didn't experience on the Star Cruiser. So that's really fun to watch. But she and I will definitely do some sort of
Cool.
episode to commemorate and honor the Star Cruiser and talk about that was such a life-changing experience for me. And honestly, that's when I
I
think she and
bet.
I realized that we'll be inseparable for the rest of our lives. Like, we bonded so much on that trip, and it was so great to experience it together. We will definitely be talking about that for sure.
Sweet. That's all I need. You do that, we're
Yeah.
good.
Yeah. But I also want to say, I don't know if I said this earlier, but just to emphasize that, I've said this a while ago, ever since you and I decided to change things on the Dorky Diva show, but the Dorky Diva show is still not going to be a Star Wars podcast. Yes, we will talk about Star Wars from time to time. It's such an important part of our lives, but that's not going to be the full focus. So we will probably have many episodes where Star Wars is never mentioned at all. So if you're down for that, we're happy to have you. If not, that's fine too. There's going to be a little something for everybody now, I think, which is really exciting. I think for the people that tune in for your chaos, we will still have that, and all the different things that Tori and I will touch on, there will be a place for that. And we don't have a whole lot of details to share right now, but we still very much do plan on releasing a sequel to The Adventures of the Zolan Dart, whenever that may be. It's the only delay there right now is just that our amazing sound designer, Christina Moores, has a real job at Skywalker Sound and is
Right.
really busy making real movies and TV shows.
Yeah.
So we're giving her the time and the space to focus on that. And
Correct.
Whenever she is available, she will get to work on the audio drama because there's absolutely no way we would ever replace her. So we are just hanging until she is available. But we're very excited to release that. And whenever it is released, I'm excited for you and I, especially you, to be able to talk about like the behind the scenes more and all the things that went into developing the sequel. So the
Same.
Dorky Diva Show will still be a home for all of that stuff.
Yep. The stuff we create.
Yeah, the stuff we create, the stuff that we love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you and I had Second Podcast, and I don't think that's something that Tori and I will continue, but she and I will be talking about Lord of the Rings very soon here because we are going to be talking about our entire experience in New Zealand, and we're going to be meeting people that worked on the movies, and it's just that part is going to be awesome. So, yeah, it's going to be a good time. But I have two other things. One of these is going to be a disappointment to people.
Oh no.
But we just got to get it out there.
Okay. Rip the band-aid.
Number one, Patreon will be changing in some form or fashion. Tori and I need to discuss, like, are we keeping the Patreon? And if we are, what kind of bonus content are we releasing? So if you're a current patron, first of all, thank you so much for joining us for this long because we've literally put nothing out. I don't know why you guys are still subscribed. I think for a while I had it on pause and I checked it today and I was like, I think people are still paying us for this. So,
oh God, I'm so
thank
sorry.
You for that. And if you want to unsubscribe, there are zero hard feelings. Like, it is all good if you decide to unsubscribe. But Tori and I need to have a little bit of time to discuss if we're going to use Patreon and sort of, we're going to be very intentional about the content that we put on there. We will be giving bonus content. If we decide to keep Patreon, we will be putting out regular bonus content. So stay tuned for that. If you're a current subscriber, feel free to delete it. And then you can resubscribe if you want, or if you're insane and you just want to keep giving us money, great. I mean, I feel bad about it, but thanks. And then the second thing, this is more of a disappointment. We talked about this a little bit. You and I talked about this a little bit last night, Brian, but we have a Discord channel for all of our listeners on the podcast, and we have created such a beautiful community over in Discord. And truly, like, that was a really awesome place to go, especially during COVID. A lot of us were going through some crazy stuff. And we've always had such a wonderfully supportive community over there to connect with each other and to stay in touch and just be supportive. And it's also been a really good place for people to talk about Star Wars in an environment where spoilers are okay. You know, you don't have to be afraid of spoiling something because we label everything very clearly. Like, spoilers are okay here, or not okay here, whatever. But I have to say, Discord has not really been a social media platform, if that's what you can even call it. I don't even know what it is, but it's just not been a platform that I use often or find myself going to. The things that I check daily are Twitter and Instagram. I check Facebook every now and then. I check TikTok every now and then, but I'm on Twitter and Instagram constantly. So because Tori and I are trying to figure out, you know, what's the future of the Dorky Diva Show, and she doesn't use Discord, she's not interested in using Discord, we've kind of made the decision that I've made the decision. And I
think that, don't put me in this.
Yeah, we are going to be closing down the Discord, which is a bummer because I love the community that you and I have created there, but Instagram has now created some features that to me feel very similar to Discord. You can have a more like community group chat vibe over there. So Tori and I are going to be revamping the Dorky Diva Show Instagram account a little bit and looking into those features where we can be in touch with everybody. And Brian, you can also have access to that and be in touch with everybody. But we will be closing Discord. We're not going to do it right away. We want everybody to be able to like use that space for now. So we're going to keep it up through April, but come May, when Tori and I start to like relaunch the show, we will be closing it. So it's very sad. And I know a lot of people like Discord. I work with a lot of people that use Discord a lot, but it's just not something that I find myself using often. I did use it a lot during the pandemic when that was like my main way of communicating with people. But now I'd much rather you be in my DMs on Instagram. I'd much rather catch up with people that way. It's just easier for me to do. And
sure,
it's just, that's where I like to go. So we are going to be closing down the Discord. But you know, if there's a world where you guys want to kind of create your own Discord, I don't know if you want to rename it. I don't know. Like, for those that are listening that are in the Discord group, let us know how you feel about this. Are you okay kind of migrating over to Instagram? You know, how do you feel about that? Also, I haven't mentioned this to you, Brian. I literally just thought of this, but
oh God,
we have a Facebook group as well. And I,
oh yeah,
never use Facebook for the Dorky Diva now. Right. And I never, ever use that Facebook group. So I will honestly also probably get rid of that Facebook group as well. I keep the Dorky Diva Facebook page there because I've posted on it for so long that it's kind of nice for the memories, but I just don't.
Sure.
I haven't updated it since I think Celebration Anaheim while ago. It's been a while. Yeah. So I just don't use that platform a lot anymore. I only use my personal Facebook to keep my family in touch with like what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. That's the only reason why I post on Facebook. If my family had a better way to contact me and keep everybody in the loop at the same time, my Facebook would be deleted, but they all love Facebook and that's fine. We'll keep it for that reason. But
mm-hmm.
yeah, so we're going to close down Discord. We're probably going to get rid of the Facebook group. But if any of you who currently use those places feel like you're not going to have a way to connect with us or to connect with the other listeners, let us know. We're going to find a way to bring everybody together still. I do really think Instagram is going to be a fun way to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're like really, really, really upset about it, tell us. Like, we'll figure something out. And like, maybe if everybody wants to keep Discord, maybe we keep it. But just know that's probably not a place I'll be checking often. I will, if you want to reach me, do that on Instagram, you know? So
sure.
Let us know how you feel about that. We love all of you. We care about all of you. I love reading about everybody's lives. Like, we had a really nice update. What was it, last week or the week before? And everybody mm-hmm. kind of checked in with each other. And I love that. And I know that we can do that on Instagram. I don't want to lose that part of it. But
right.
as far as the Star Wars discussions and everything, that's just not something that I'm interested in like keeping anymore. So
mm-hmm.
anywho, that's kind of the bummer here. But I feel like as a whole, I'm really excited about this change. I'm excited for you and I to figure out like not only what are we doing together, like what's the new name of whatever we're doing, but what does that look like? How are we recording together in person? Like, I'm just really pumped for that. We always have such a great time together. I'm always mm-hmm. like laughing my ass off, and I I just can't wait to like keep doing that, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
But we're just opening a new chapter
period. Yeah,
we're starting a new chapter.
Yeah,
of the Dorky Diva show.
Exactly. There's a new lieutenant on the flagship, and mm-hmm, then there's a really mm-hmm. chaotic, kind of wonky looking ship next to it.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
that's my ship, guys.
Yep.
You'll be good.
Yep.
I'm pumped.
I am too. I'm really pumped. I think there's a lot that both you and I have on the horizon this year, and
yeah.
I'm excited to check in with you about all the things you're doing. I'm excited to see you, you know, when you're in town. I have a lot of awesome travel coming up this year, and Tori does as well. So it's going to be a good time.
Yeah, it is.
But it is a little bittersweet. It feels weird.
It does. It feels really sad. But at the same time, it's like, this is how you grow, right? You got to break the shell of the seed to grow into the tree. This is how it works. This is life, baby.
Yeah. I was dreading this though.
Were you?
The first time honestly, Brian, I know that you said that you think this was your idea, but I've thought about this for a while too. This wasn't just your idea. We've probably both been thinking it, but I was like, oh,
I'm glad you let me think it was my idea.
But when I first thought of it, I was like, there's just not a world where Brian cannot be involved. I can't completely remove you from the picture. I don't want that, you know,
right.
But I want Tori to be involved.
Totally.
And I was like, well, you know what? We can have the best of both worlds. We can live our Hannah Montana life, you
right.
know?
Oh, God. Which one am I?
You are Miley.
Oh, of course. I'm always
That's
Miley.
A good one. You want to be
though?
Miley. Yeah.
All right, I'll take it.
Do you want to wear sequins and a wig and lipstick?
Maybe I do, Savannah. I don't know.
All right. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to take that away from you.
You know what? No, I don't.
Jeez.
I just realized I hate sequins.
Oh my God.
I don't even know what a
Oh.
sequin is.
It's like a little shiny thing. Like, you know what a sequin is.
Are they flat and like circular?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Like those
You know what a
pillows that
sequin
turn
is.
into Nicolas Cage?
Yes,
Got it.
exactly. That's a sequin. Yep, for sure.
Think about what just happened there. My reference for a sequin
A pillow with Nicolas
is
Cage. Is
a
that what you
Nicolas
said?
Cage
You
pillow.
know what's even funnier about that? I completely overlooked that. I was like, yeah, it's exactly something Brian
Yeah.
would say. Like, that didn't even faze me.
This is what I mean. I've infected you so much over the last 7 or
You
so
have.
years.
I'm like so immune now to you.
I
That's
know.
so funny
This is what
though.
I mean. I'm physically not going to be in the Dorky Diva show anymore, but when you guys hear Savannah just say nonsense or not react to
You'll
Tori's
know.
nonsense, I'm there.
Yeah. 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 I also just want to say like one more thing about the community. You know, when we had our
Yes.
meetup, we had a meetup in Orlando, which was freaking crazy
Oh,
in
yeah.
2017, but then we had our huge meetup in 2019 at Celebration Chicago, and
Ooh.
that was like that was a big eye-opener for both of us to realize, wow, there's a lot of people that actually listen to this and a lot of people that we don't even know yet. Like we
Yeah.
haven't even met these people. And it's really awesome that we've found ways to connect with people, get to know them, stay in touch with them. And it's even cooler that we have listeners that are in our local area. Like we've gone to Disney a few times with friends of ours that we met through the podcast, you
Yeah.
know?
I love
And
it.
I'm just excited to do more of that as well. And I think it'd be awesome, like at some point, you know, whenever you're in town and we plan to go to Disney, it's like, let's tell everybody on Instagram if they want to come too, like let's make it a
Yeah.
party. You know, like let's all hang out together. That's what this is about. It's about friendships and connection and meeting each other and having like a legitimate community. You know, I don't want to just be in the Instagram DMs with you guys forever. Like I want to hang out
Right.
with you guys. And you know, on the same note, Celebration Japan is happening next year. I plan
I
on
know.
going. I'm
Same.
pretty sure you plan on going.
Oh, I'll
Tori
be
plans
there.
on going. So that's going to be a really fun time as well to reconnect with everybody that's going there. And yeah, it's going to be great. I don't want anybody to be like sad about this change because I think we're just allowing ourselves to be, you know, even more connected with everybody, honestly.
Yeah,
And that's
exactly.
exciting.
I'm so
Yeah.
pumped about it. It's gonna be
I am
good.
too. I am too. Tori and I were talking today about like what we want to do with the show. And, you know, we're looking at getting different equipment because I was like, let's get the same exact microphones because we're going to be recording in my apartment. I want the sound to be good. And like, let's get a portable recorder so that we can, you know, record on the go and record when we're traveling. And like, you know, I'm excited for that part of it. And it's going to be different, but it's going to be good.
Yeah.
So
Wow.
that's the big news, guys. That's
We did
it.
it.
Whew. What do we call this episode? It's gotta
It
be
just
like
says, I'm sorry. Okay, so I'll be like,
Brian's leaving the
yeah.
show. Farewell, Brian. Farewell, Brian.
Yeah, just
Farewell,
have it be
Brian.
that. Yeah, Brian
Farewell,
got the
Brian.
boot.
And then they'll start listening and they'll be like, why are we talking about Invisalign for
Yeah,
15 minutes?
exactly. They're like, why Savannah? Did Savannah get the boot? It sounds like Savannah got the boot. Because no,
Yeah.
just at Rooster Teeth. Brian got the
Yeah.
actual boot.
Yeah. You just got booted out of the first chair. You're in the second chair now. We're in a
Exactly.
circle. We've made a triangle of chairs.
Yeah, I'm literally looking at it as like, I've been your first mate all this time, and you're like, would you like your own ship? And I'm like, oh, do I still
It's
get to be
like
in your
you've been
fleet?
promoted. You've
That's
been
what I'm saying.
promoted. You know that TikTok sound? What is
Yeah,
it?
you are now one of my elite employees. Yeah, that's me.
Yes.
I got my own ship now, guys. This is actually great. The only thing I'm losing
That's
is
so
the name
funny.
on the whatever the back of the boat's called.
Well, we should call our new show like the SS whatever.
Yeah, the SS Nonsense. Welcome. This is your captain,
Honestly,
Brian,
I
speaking.
love it. That's
All
hilarious.
aboard!
Oh, that's funny.
It's gonna be insane. I'm so excited.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh man, the spice you bring to my life cannot be compared.
I'm
Truly.
here for it.
Oh
That is my
man.
goal. My goal is for when I'm gone, the world notices.
Yeah. Oh, they will do. They will. They will. Don't you worry about that. Mm-mm-mm.
It's good times coming. Good times coming,
It
guys.
is. It is. So everybody hang tight for the next month-ish because I will be out of the country. But when I get back, things are kicking off with Tori. And then this summer, you'll hear from potentially the SS Nonsense, TBD on that name. I love it. I don't know how you feel about it, but I think it's great.
It's pretty good.
We'll think a little bit, but that's definitely on the that's in the list of
Yeah, I'm
contenders
not.
for sure.
If anyone else has ideas, pitch them.
Definitely. Enjoy Discord for the time being.
While
And
you can.
well, hold on. I was gonna say, before we close Discord, I will be sure to communicate in that group how we're using Instagram and all of that.
Correct. We're
And
migrating.
yeah, I got to do a little bit more research on what that feature is called. But I've seen people
I think
use
it's
it like
called
you and
channels.
that's what it is. Yeah, you like invite people to a space, and that's most likely what we'll do. So, we'll coordinate with everybody and make sure that everybody gets added to that before we kill Discord. I just did, you can't see it, but I did like a, swipe across the neck motion.
Take that.
Yeah. Who knows? I mean,
Who
who knows
knows?
what the future holds? Maybe one day we'll go back to Discord and I'll learn to love it. But for now, I'm just like, I am so bad at checking this app. It's disgusting. So I'm like, there's just not, it's not the same.
Yeah,
I
it's true. It's true.
want to look at videos of puppies on Instagram and also talk to my friends.
Right?
So,
I don't follow
anyways,
you.
thank you all for being here, for
Yeah.
joining us on what will always be a roller coaster. That is what we're best at doing.
Correct.
But we really do appreciate all of you. And I appreciate everybody for letting me have this space since, what, 2014, I think, was when I started the Dorky Diva Show.
Long time.
And it's changed a lot over the years, and it's been real bad some of those times. It's been real lame. And then I brought you in, and now it's better. So it's only gonna go up from here.
That's right. That's right.
What do you want
Wow.
your last words to be on the Dorky Diva Show?
Deuces. No.
I really thought you were gonna do that.
I should have
Oh
just
man.
ended.
That oh man.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Okay. This is that. Just thank.
Cry.
Yeah. I don't want to go. Just make it terrible for everyone. No, I thank you. I'm a weird guy, you know? It's just a
You're the
fact.
weirdest guy I've ever known.
I understand. I get it. I just doubled down when I got older. Trying
Oh
to be
my
someone else
God.
almost killed me once. So I was like, well, that ain't gonna work. We're
Oh
doubling
my
down.
God.
And I was such a fan of you in this show when I started, and to be such a major part of this, and to build out the community that we have and the friends that we've made, and just to get the support, not just for each other, but across the board. We have listeners that support each other outside of us. Has been really, really special, and I'm just so proud of being associated with this thing at all, and I'm so grateful that for the acceptance, really, I guess is what it boils down to. Everyone giving us a space to be ourselves, you giving me a seat at this table, changed my life in a lot of ways. And I love it. I love you. I love everyone who's come through and dealt with our brand of ridiculousness for all these years. It's a lot, you know. I'm not for everyone. And thank you for your bravery, of willing to be publicly associated with me, and
Always,
continuing to do so on what's
always.
going to be even worse. I just I'm so grateful to have been on this ride, and I'm very excited for the next one.
Me too. Man, that was really nice. Thank you.
Off the cuff.
It's been great having you, man. Yeah, I can't say too much, I'll cry, but it's just been the
Do it.
best.
Do
I just
it.
really don't think, had you not been here, any of this would have lasted this long. I would have not been into this a very long time ago,
Yeah, you're right.
And I think, I mean, obviously you've been there for me through
A bit.
some really bad times in my life, you
Yeah.
know? And our listeners have also been there for me through some really bad times in my life. And it's nice that now I'm in the good times of my life and those people are still there and we're still connected and we get to support each other. And I just really appreciate that. It's crazy when you think about what the internet was like, you know, decades ago. And it's crazy. I remember when I made my first friends on the internet, it was like, yeah, these are my internet friends. But now it's like, no, these are just my friends, you know? And it's just really cool how much we can connect over a digital space. And it's just, it's normal now and it's encouraged and it's just really special. Like, we have really authentic relationships with each other and the people that tune into the show. And it's even cooler when we hang out in person and we're like, oh my God, this is the best. Like, we've DM'd each other for years and now we're hanging out and having dinner. Like, it's just, it's so fun. I love it so much. And that's why I didn't want this to end. I don't want to stop podcasting. I just need to find what is right for me at this stage of my life.
100%.
We're doing it.
We're doing it.
We're doing it. It's going to be great.
Wow.
Dare I ask you a question that will make me feel solidified in my decision of kicking you out of the show?
Oh, God. Yeah, let's do it. Let's burn this bridge.
What did you think of the Acolyte trailer?
I loved it.
All right, we can be friends.
I'm so excited. Dude, good. Creatures and Jedi are my jam. And that trailer had a lot of both of those things.
Good. Good, 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 good. We
especially
can be
after
friends
that
still.
Stinker that was Andor. I'm so excited.
I almost just said the F word.
I want that to be my last words in the Tolkien Diva show.
All right. Well, on that note, should we sign off? We do have fun here. And the fun will continue.
Yeah, it will.
The SS nonsense or whatever the heck we end up calling the next thing.
Yeah, whatever it is. Send us your ideas, guys. Wow. Yeah.
You get to have the final departure sign off. I'm just going to say, you know, I love everybody.
Oh, God.
But
okay.
you can have the final send off.
Well, thanks. You guys are great. I appreciate all of you and your high tolerance for my version of nonsense. And until next time, there's not going to be a next time. Until we talk or see each other again across the bow of an opposing ship, just remember that your focus determines your reality.
Wow. That's good.
Yeah.
That's the easiest breakup I've ever been through.
Right? Look at that. I knew we could do it.
Oh, man. That's great.
Yeah. Also, deuces!